Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Scott Hamilton.
We go to KSRM's Matt Wilson for this report.
The Coast Guard medevaced a man from a fishing boat Tuesday, approximately 200 miles southwest of Dutch Harbor. A Coast Guard MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter crew from Air Station Kodiak hoisted an injured fisherman from the 117-foot commercial fishing vessel Patricia Lee at about 11:50 p.m. He was flown to Dutch Harbor and placed in the care of LifeMed personnel. Watch standards in the 17th District Command Center in Juneau received the initial report for the medevac from the Patricia Lee at about 4 p.m. Tuesday. The master reported a crew member had sustained serious injuries to his pelvic region after becoming pinned by a crab pod about 225 miles west of Dutch Harbor. Command Center personnel directed the launch of the Air Station Kodiak helicopter crew from Cold Bay with the Patricia Lee made its way toward Dutch Harbor. A Coast Guard C-130 Hercules aircraft crew and additional MH-60 Jayhawk aircraft crew were launched from Air Station Kodiak to provide backup. Thanks to the cooperation among air crew members, the command center team and the crew aboard Patricia Lee, our Kodiak team was able to hoist and deliver this young individual to a higher level of care, said Lieutenant Robert McConnell, Air Station Kodiak Operations Duty Officer for the case. Our crews routinely train for the treacherous Alaska night conditions they encountered. It feels good to see our team execute when someone's life is on the line. Weather at the time of the hoist included 40-mile-per-hour winds gusting to 55 and 14-foot seas with rain, snow, and sleet squalls. Anglers who purchased an Alaska Sport Fishing License in 2021 may soon receive a copy of the 2021 Alaska Sport Fishing Survey, an annual mail survey conducted by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to assess where sport fishing occurs and estimate how many fish are caught and kept from sport fishing locations across Alaska. This week, the ADF&G Division of Sport Fish will begin mailing the first wave of 2021 Alaska Sport Fishing Surveys. The survey is sent to approximately 47,000 randomly selected Alaskan resident and non-resident households having at least one person who purchased a sport fishing license or who holds a permanent form of license in 2021. Conducted every year since 1977, the Alaska Sport Fishing Survey is a scientific survey that asks anglers to recall basic information on the number of days fished by members of their household and report the number of fish caught and harvested by species and location fished in 2021. Selected angler households receive a detailed survey booklet and a full-color fish identification index. Postage paid envelopes are provided for returning the survey to ADF&G. The information collected by the Alaska Sport Fishing Survey is used to produce detailed estimates of the total fishing effort, days fished, and the total number of fish caught and kept by species and fishing location. This information, combined with other on-the-ground creel surveys and data gathering efforts, is an essential part of the division's mission to protect and improve Alaska sport fisheries. Anglers who have questions about the survey or information requested may contact the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. You'll find links and information posted on the story at our website at radiokenai.com. Plus, you'll find information about previous survey years with a link on the story.
The state of Alaska told the federal government Tuesday, October 19th, it will sue to protect its ownership of submerged lands under certain waters inside Lake Clark National Park and Preserve unless the federal government acknowledges them as state lands. The suit is the next step in Governor Mike Dunleavy's Unlocking Alaska initiative, aimed at asserting state ownership of its lands in the face of federal resistance and obstruction, said Corey Feige, Commissioner of the Department of Natural Resources. While we regret having to go to court on these issues, federal agencies have repeatedly failed to acknowledge that submerged lands are state lands, Feige said. Coming up, we'll look at the latest stories from Friday with KSRM's Matt Wilson.